Gary, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a basement I want to do over. I have poured concrete floors, but poured concrete walls. Mm-hmm. I want to seal the floor and the walls. And I was kind of thinking, I don't know, epoxy, you know, like you would use in a garage, epoxy paint on the floor. Mm-hmm. And something, is the same thing on the wall, or is there something different for the wall?
Well, let's talk about these concrete walls now. Do you have any moisture issues here, or are you just kind of being preventative?
No. I made sure that, you know, the outside was all tapered. There's gutters on the outside.
Yeah, then you can use a standard masonry wall paint on that. And as far as the floor, you know, the reason to use the epoxy flooring paint is because it'll be super durable. I don't think you need to do that on the walls. You basically want to slow down natural evaporation of soil moisture through the walls to the interior.
That was great help, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.